Some of the other things you were working through here that we haven't talked about yet include the layering that you decided to put in, making decisions about what's going to be loud and what's going to be soft, what's coming to the front and what's going to be in the background. And you're also asking yourself questions about pacing and phrasing. So we've got that going for us here. But you are a talented musician, Kyle, and I can't expect that all of my students are going to have anything like your skills. For someone who is already terrified of writing an essay, I could give them an assignment like this and they would be completely mortified that I'm asking them to make a song. How much can we expect our students to really do?
That's a good call, and I can imagine a few answers. We talked a few minutes ago about an article by Mark Blauhara and Kevin Putman, that 2011 piece called Remixing the Personal Narrative Essay. And in that one, the professor actually gave all of the students a beat. Like, I think the professor actually created the beat, but if you aren't someone who can do that, I mean, there are a lot of places like ccmixter.org where you could download a beat. But then the professor said, okay, students, write a rap that goes with this beat.
I am crazy about this as
well. It's really cool, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, because you could imagine that with that kind of core similarity in the projects where everyone's using the same beat, everyone's going to sound so different anyway. They're going to take it in such different places and have different rhetorical purposes for their piece. So I think that's one answer to the question. But I think there are a few other ways to make songs too, using apps. You know, didn't you play around with something like that?
Well, I found a couple of iOS apps, and I assume there are similar things for Android, but these automatically create songs. So you record snippets of words or something, and you can make some limited choices, such as genre, for how to automatically produce those snippets of text as a song or snippets of voice as a song. So here's one example from Songify.
Before delving into the mysteries of receiving and sending messages without wires, a word as to the history of the art and its present-day applications may be of service. While popular interest in the subject has gone forward by leaps and bounds within the last 2 or 3 years, it has been a matter of scientific experiment for more than a quarter.
Here are a couple of examples from a program called Diddy that makes an actual music video of your words, so that's pretty fun.
Before delving into the mysteries of receiving and sending them.
Before delving into the mysteries of receiving and sending them, before delving into the mysteries of receiving.
And this last one is called auto rap because it makes an auto rap.
Good point.
Into the mysteries of receiving and sending messages without wires, a word as the history of the art and present-day applications may be of service. While popular interest in the subject has gone forward by leaps and bounds within the last 2 or 3 years, it has been a matter of scientific experiment for more than a quarter of a century. The wireless.
Okay, so students are playing with apps theoretically here the same way they do, the same way I do. So what's the value in that? Why would I do that in the classroom?
You know, I don't really have an answer for that. This is a really low engagement activity. It just means taking a very small file and running it through an app and waiting 10 seconds. So there's not a lot of pedagogical engagement here. But if we think again about wanting to put information, put messages into voices that are familiar or pleasing to us, this is one way to accomplish that. So it's not writing a totally new song, but it is catchy and it might be a way to remember different things. If you think about something like Animaniacs or the Sesame Street songs, you're able to learn through song in a way that's maybe less available to you in other ways.
Absolutely. And I wonder if we need to keep asking that question about where and why is this useful? And sometimes just allowing play for itself is its own end, right?
Well, I have to tell you, I spent quite a few minutes playing with these apps. So there is a decent amount of fun to be had in making them, even if the output isn't necessarily purposeful.